Chris Banstra was a two-way monster for the Pelahi football team a decade ago. After playing primarily on special teams during his sophomore season in 2008, Banstra started and starred on both the offensive and defensive lines his junior and senior seasons as the Little Dutch became fixtures at the Unidome, including the program's first state championship game appearance in 2009. Banstra says that the seeds of that success were planted several years earlier, as he and his friends got a jump on the sport compared to many other kids throughout the state.
Most kids don't get to start playing organized football until seventh grade. We were starting in fourth or fifth grade. We played Marshalltown Football League, which was tackling league, things like that. And, you know, a lot of programs both on and off of like school grounds.
One of those programs was something that's so commonplace today that we forget it wasn't a big deal 10 to 15 years ago.
We started the weight program, I think, right when we were coming into high school. So most programs, I don't even think, had weight programs at that time.
And while Banstra didn't love the weight room, he embraced it. Coach Jay McKinstry says that it put him in a position to excel heading into his junior season in 09.
We asked him to do something as a sophomore to his junior year. On the defensive side of the ball, we asked him to go from linebacker to defensive tackle. Now, you know, the reality is, you know, linebacker's kind of like the spot, you know, everybody liked to play. And he went down there and became, you know, first team All-State. And the reality is, and he played in our offensive line where we were run dominated. There's no doubt about it. And that was really, he was really, really invaluable to the team.
Banstra was actually named All-State as an offensive lineman, but it's a bit of semantics. He was a two-way star, and no one would have argued which line the All-State voters chose him for. We chose him as an offensive lineman as well for the All-Decade team. And former teammate Blaine Forsyth, now Pella's offensive coordinator, says that Banstra fits the bill.
We were still doing the old school football with just ISOs powers, did a couple of veers. And Chris was usually, he was a guard, so he was pulling for us, you know, getting out in space for us because he was athletic. And just giving him opportunity to utilize the skills that he had.
And Banstra says that one of his favorite personal football memories was having the opportunity to put those skills on display in a 42-0 win over Sheraton during his senior season.
It's not very normal to be 40 yards downfield with, you know, the defensive player, but it was just one of those where we could run like a 14 veer just over and over and over and over again.
Pella ran for more than 5,000 yards combined in Banstra's 2 years as a starter on the offensive line as he paved the way for Brett Bogard's 1,000-yard season in 2009 and for the duo of Decker Lynch and Spencer Boink to tally more than 1,300 yards in 2010. Defensively, Banstra's numbers are eye-popping. He had 123 tackles between his junior and senior seasons, numbers that some linebackers drool over, let alone defensive linemen. And get this, Banstra had 37 tackles for loss. If you're not big into football stats, that's a big number.
Takes a snap, inside handoff, and tackled immediately in the backfield by Chris Banstra for a loss on the play of 2 yards.
Josh Pringle was Banstra's classmate at Pelahi and is a fellow member of our All-Decade team. He says that Banstra was so good that he had his way with a future NFL star in a 2009 playoff game against Williamsburg.
My junior year, he made the number one recruit in the state, Austin Blythe. He made him look foolish, and with ease. He was telling me after the game, he's like, it felt like he wasn't even trying at that game. And that's just how good of an athlete Chris was.
Banstra wasn't flashy. He didn't get in Blythe's face or any opponent's face. He didn't celebrate after a big play. He just went on about his business.
I didn't have the common football mentality, you could say. I was never hoorah. I felt like it was more intimidating to go make a great play and just to go back straight face like it didn't matter.
As a teammate, Forsyth appreciated Banstra's steady approach.
Chris was just a great teammate in any sport you played with him. Just his demeanor and his kind of personality. You never knew if he was happy, sad, mad, glad, whatever. He was just, you know, really down to earth and just a kid that was going to get after it on every single play and really could just trust him to do his job.
And while it took some coaxing, McKinstry says that Banstra developed into a great leader.
He was a quiet leader. I remember Coach Huddle coming up to me one time during the season and said, hey, Coach, you need to talk to Chris because the team will follow him. So I did talk to him because unbeknownst to him, the kids really did look up to him.
And Banstra looked up to McKinstry. He respected his belief that you should always do the right thing, even when no one's looking, so much so that it sticks with him today.
Some Coach Mac used to say, always like stuck out with me, and it's, I hate the people that go to Walmart and they never take their shopping carts and they never put them in the little, you know, centers for them. So I remember thinking about that the other day because it's like, oh, I'm in a hurry. I just wanted to leave the cart right there. And I was like, no. No, Coach Mac wouldn't have it.
Today, Banstra lives in Pella and is a painter. Like in his playing days, he keeps a low profile. You won't find him active on social media, and he's not big on returning phone calls or text messages. He likes to do things his way. And like on the gridiron, it's working out just fine. Chris Banstra, offensive lineman, Marion County All-Decade Team. Reporting for KNIA KRLS Sports and Football Friday Night, I'm Trevor Castle.